Listening test. You're going to listen to a recorded material. Before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read instructions carefully, and you will listen to it twice. You're ready to start.
Part 1, you will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, mark the letter A, B, C or D on your answer sheet to indicate the correct answer to each of the following questions.
1. You hear 2 friends talking about a book. What does the boy like about it?
It's unusual to see you reading a book on science. I've read that too. What do you think of it?
This? I got it for my birthday. It's written in a way that's supposed to be funny, with cartoons and stuff. I think my older brother thought it'd be good for me. You know, teaching me about science, which I'm not that interested in really.
So, are you enjoying it?
I've got to read it really, because my brother will ask me about what I've learnt. There aren't many pages to get through at least. I'll be glad to finish it, though I bet I'll forget everything I've read once I do.
2. You hear a man talking about family holidays as a teenager. What part did he find most enjoyable?
My memories of family holidays as a teenager are of being dragged away from my video games to spend hours in the back of the car making the time pass by listening to my favourite bands on my headphones on the drive to our family's holiday home. There, the entertainment on offer was swimming in the river or lying in the sun and going for walks in the forest, things I'd absolutely loved not so many years before. I'm embarrassed to admit I insisted on staying in the basement with the curtains drawn watching action movies. Meanwhile, the rest of them had fun swimming, walking and playing in the sunshine.
3. You hear 2 friends talking about a hotel they stayed in. What do they agree about?
I don't think I'd recommend that hotel to anyone.
You can't expect luxury for that price. Anyway, it was easy to get into the city centre, so we managed to see all the sights.
It was a good starting point for exploring, but the people working there weren't terribly helpful when we asked them for directions.
The lady on the reception desk was nice, I thought, and you must admit she gave us a room overlooking the garden at the back.
It's a shame about that tiny bathroom, though. The beds could have been softer, too.
We should have read some reviews online before booking.
4. You hear a woman talking about a new film. How did she feel after seeing it?
It had quite an old-fashioned style, very simple in that you basically follow a single character on a journey with plenty of adventures along the way, unlike a lot of modern movies where there's so much activity and noise that it's difficult to follow what's happening. I hate films that leave you feeling miserable afterwards because of the ending. This one avoided that, but even though the story kept you interested, I ended up feeling annoyed that things didn't go how I thought they should have done, and I wanted it to be more realistic, so you could believe in it.
5. You hear a woman telling a friend about her job in a supermarket. What was she doing there this morning?
You're working part-time in the local supermarket in the mornings, aren't you? How's it going?
It's okay. I don't mind it when I'm taking cash and serving customers. I get to chat with them, but putting cans and packets on the shelves all morning can be hard work. When you're on one of the special counters that serve fish or bread and cakes, it's easier because you don't get that many customers. I hope I get put on there again tomorrow like I was today. I spotted some lovely fresh prawns and bought them with my staff discount.
Working in a supermarket has its advantages.
6. You hear a man talking about a band he saw at a concert. What is he critical of?
When the band came on stage, they were looking extraordinary, dressed in a peculiar but visually dramatic style, all in black and gold, with makeup to match, a look that basically worked, even if it was bizarre. The concert soon got going, and when they played their biggest hits, the talent of this group of musicians was apparent to all, with an astonishing version of She's Got That Thing. It seemed they were just getting warmed up when they left the stage, and despite calls for more, never returned, leaving many a bit let down after the high spirits of such a brief performance.
7. You hear a sports instructor giving advice. Which sport is he talking about?
One technique you can learn is how to float at your body's true length, which will let you move more smoothly through the water. Take a relaxed breath, fall forward onto your chest and lie flat. Extend your arms over your head so that your arms and legs reach their full length. You'll find your legs will sink, which is natural, but reduces speed. You'll want to lift your head. Try not to, and instead push your chest down. Your hips will lift and, to a certain extent, so will your lower half. As your lungs fill with air, you can float at your natural body length.
8. You hear a woman talking about being at university. What surprised her about it?
At university, it was important to remember I was there to get a degree because there were lots of other activities to do. I only ever missed the occasional lecture, which is a bad habit to get into. I never had enough money to go out anyway. I was studying in the evenings a lot of the time. I didn't think the whole thing would go by so rapidly, and before I knew it, I'd graduated. I'm going to make sure I keep in touch with the people on my course. They were great fun, and I needed discipline not to just try and have a good time.
Now listen again.
1. You hear two friends talking about a book. What does the boy like about it?
It's unusual to see you reading a book on science. I've read that too. What do you think of it?
This? I got it for my birthday. It's written in a way that's supposed to be funny, with cartoons and stuff. I think my older brother thought it'd be good for me. You know, teaching me about science, which I'm not that interested in, really.
So, are you enjoying it?
I've got to read it, really, because my brother will ask me about what I've learnt. There aren't many pages to get through, at least. I'll be glad to finish it, though I bet I'll forget everything I've read once I do.
2. You hear a man talking about family holidays as a teenager. What part did he find most enjoyable?
My memories of family holidays as a teenager are of being dragged away from my video games to spend hours in the back of the car making the time pass by listening to my favourite bands on my headphones on the drive to our family's holiday home. There, the entertainment on offer was swimming in the river or lying in the sun and going for walks in the forest, things I'd absolutely loved not so many years before. I'm embarrassed to admit I insisted on staying in the basement with the curtains drawn watching action movies. Meanwhile, the rest of them had fun swimming, walking and playing in the sunshine.
3. You hear two friends talking about a hotel they stayed in. What do they agree about?
I don't think I'd recommend that hotel to anyone.
You can't expect luxury for that price. Anyway, it was easy to get into the city centre, so we managed to see all the sights.
It was a good starting point for exploring, but the people working there weren't terribly helpful when we asked them for directions.
The lady on the reception desk was nice, I thought, and you must admit she gave us a room overlooking the garden at the back.
It's a shame about that tiny bathroom, though. The beds could have been softer, too.
We should have read some reviews online before booking.
4. You hear a woman talking about a new film. How did she feel after seeing it?
It had quite an old-fashioned style, very simple in that you basically follow a single character on a journey with plenty of adventures along the way, unlike a lot of modern movies where there's so much activity and noise that it's difficult to follow what's happening. I hate films that leave you feeling miserable afterwards because of the ending. This one avoided that, but even though the story kept you interested, I ended up feeling annoyed that things didn't go how I thought they should have done, and I wanted it to be more realistic, so you could believe in it.
5. You hear a woman telling a friend about her job in a supermarket. What was she doing there this morning?
You're working part-time in the local supermarket in the mornings, aren't you? How's it going?
It's okay. I don't mind it when I'm taking cash and serving customers. I get to chat with them, but putting cans and packets on the shelves all morning can be hard work. When you're on one of the special counters that serve fish or bread and cakes, it's easier because you don't get that many customers. I hope I get put on there again tomorrow like I was today. I spotted some lovely fresh prawns and bought them with my staff discount.
Working in a supermarket has its advantages.
6. You hear a man talking about a band he saw at a concert. What is he critical of?
When the band came on stage, they were looking extraordinary, dressed in a peculiar but visually dramatic style, all in black and gold, with makeup to match, a look that basically worked, even if it was bizarre. The concert soon got going, and when they played their biggest hits, the talent of this group of musicians was apparent to all, with an astonishing version of She's Got That Thing. It seemed they were just getting warmed up when they left the stage, and despite calls for more, never returned, leaving many a bit let down after the high spirits of such a brief performance.
7. You hear a sports instructor giving advice. Which sport is he talking about?
One technique you can learn is how to float at your body's true length, which will let you move more smoothly through the water. Take a relaxed breath, fall forward onto your chest and lie flat. Extend your arms over your head so that your arms and legs reach their full length. You'll find your legs will sink, which is natural, but reduces speed. You'll want to lift your head. Try not to, and instead push your chest down. Your hips will lift and, to a certain extent, so will your lower half. As your lungs fill with air, you can float at your natural body length.
8. You hear a woman talking about being at university. What surprised her about it?
At university, it was important to remember I was there to get a degree because there were lots of other activities to do. I only ever missed the occasional lecture, which is a bad habit to get into. I never had enough money to go out anyway. I was studying in the evenings a lot of the time. I didn't think the whole thing would go by so rapidly, and before I knew it, I'd graduated. I'm going to make sure I keep in touch with the people on my course. They were great fun, and I needed discipline not to just try and have a good time.
That is the end of part one.
Now turn to part two. You'll hear a man, David, being interviewed about his life as a professional footballer. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello to all our listeners. I'm here with David Stevenson, who's a professional footballer and has just played his first game for the club. So, David, tell us how long you've been a footballer.
Well, I signed to become a professional 2 years ago, when I was 17. I'd been with the club, though, for 2 years before that, since I was 15, but as a junior.
What's the daily schedule like during the week?
Well, I usually get up at 7 and arrive at the practice ground for training at 8:30. We do a range of fitness and ball exercises until 2, when we have a light lunch break. We discuss tactics after we've eaten, and then have an evening session, when we play mini 5-against-5 matches. I get home at about 9 in the evening.
What about weekends?
Well, there's obviously a different atmosphere as we always have a game on Saturday or Sunday. If we're playing at home, we normally have a light warm-up before the game, talk about what we've got to remember during the game. The day before and after the game, we watch videos of the other team and of our own performance.
What about the diet you have to follow? Is it hard?
It's not that bad or unpleasant, actually. It's varied every day. Although its main components are energy-based foods such as rice, pasta and potatoes. We do eat meats and cheese, but all of this is in moderation. Of course, alcohol and sweets are kept at an absolute minimum. We have to follow it quite strictly.
It must be difficult to find time for family and friends.
Yes, it's a very busy lifestyle. And even when I get home, I might be tired from a match or training. I still see my family as I live at home, and my friends understand, and we meet a lot during the summer when there's a long break.
How do you feel about the future? Are you dreaming of playing for England?
Well, of course I dream of that from time to time, but I'm just trying to be realistic and train hard at the moment. My immediate ambition is to secure a regular place in the team and develop my skills. I'm at a big club, so I'll be playing at the main stadiums against all the big teams. Hopefully in a couple of years we'll be playing in Europe. I can't think of the World Cup just yet.
Thank you, David, and the best of luck to you.
Now listen again.
Hello to all our listeners. I'm here with David Stevenson, who's a professional footballer and has just played his first game for the club. So, David, tell us how long you've been a footballer.
Well, I signed to become a professional 2 years ago, when I was 17. I'd been with the club, though, for 2 years before that, since I was 15, but as a junior.
What's the daily schedule like during the week?
Well, I usually get up at 7 and arrive at the practice ground for training at 8:30. We do a range of fitness and ball exercises until 2, when we have a light lunch break. We discuss tactics after we've eaten, and then have an evening session when we play mini 5-against-5 matches. I get home at about 9 in the evening.
What about weekends?
Well, there's obviously a different atmosphere, as we always have a game on Saturday or Sunday. If we're playing at home, we normally have a light warm-up before the game, talk about what we've got to remember during the game. The day before and after the game, we watch videos of the other team and of our own performance.
What about the diet you have to follow? Is it hard?
It's not that bad or unpleasant, actually. It's varied every day, although its main components are energy-based foods such as rice, pasta and potatoes. We do eat meats and cheese, but all of this is in moderation. Of course, alcohol and sweets are kept at an absolute minimum. We have to follow it quite strictly.
It must be difficult to find time for family and friends.
Yes, it's a very busy lifestyle. And even when I get home, I might be tired from a match or training. I still see my family as I live at home, and my friends understand. And we meet a lot during the summer when there's a long break.
How do you feel about the future? Are you dreaming of playing for England?
Well, of course, I dream of that from time to time. But I'm just trying to be realistic and train hard at the moment. My immediate ambition is to secure a regular place in the team and develop my skills. I'm at a big club, so I'll be playing at the main stadiums against all the big teams. Hopefully in a couple of years we'll be playing in Europe. I can't think of the World Cup just yet.
Thank you, David, and the best of luck to you.
That is the end of part 2.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. Time's up. Thank you.